This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
With Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, darling.
Morning, Melbourne.
Yes.
13 degrees in Melbourne, 25 today. Things are warming
really?
Up. Yeah.
Oh, is that why you got a little aerobics outfit today?
Little aerobics outfit on.
Hot pants on.
Hot pants,
singlet.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
Hey, is it my imagination or is it getting lighter?
It is. It's beautiful.
When does daylight saving start?
We talk a lot about the weather, I've noticed, in our introduction of the show, don't we?
We do, don't we?
Is that because we've got nothing to talk about?
No, it's because we have to talk about it.
Hey, you had a massage yesterday.
I had a massage yesterday. It was so good.
Did you get your man boobs massaged?
She massaged it. That hurt because it rips my hair out. It always does. It really hurts. It's the worst part. And she does it first.
Does she use deep heat when she's rubbing you?
No, no, no. She uses something else. I don't know what she uses.
That would kind of curl up the hair on the chest.
She did my glutes.
She did your glutes.
Yeah, good. Now, you know what? I'm proud of the effort I put into those.
Oh, yeah, you work
I
hard.
Do my I work very, very hard. Yeah. But they were so sore. And she found this spot and she was pressing on it. And I don't know, I think she was using her elbow or her leg or something. And I started shaking.
Oh,
they were convulsing so hard.
Yeah.
And she's going, relax. I go, I can't relax. And we were screaming at each other. And then she starts shaking. She goes, oh, my goodness, this is like a wobble board. I've never been like
that's
this before.
Hysterical.
Absolutely. It was the most painful experience
I've
ever
had. Now, this chick's a wog chick like me, yeah? So has she got a heavy accent like I have?
She not a heavy accent, okay. No, but I reckon you'd like her.
Really? Why don't you bring her in? She can massage me while we do a show.
She said she would come in and do one for
us. Let's get her in.
You'd love her. There's a bit of a controversy happening at one of our major shopping centres.
Right.
Down on the Nepean Highway.
Yeah.
And they've removed all these car parking spaces.
Yes.
For senior people.
What?
For senior people, and they're giving them to parents with prams.
You're kidding me.
And there's
me.
A complete outrage over it. It's on Facebook. It's all over social media. And they've said that older shoppers will be able to return when they when the retail workers finally
vacate. You must be so angry because you're one of the seniors.
I'm not one of the seniors, but I feel for the seniors. And I reckon someone, I don't know, so like, come on, they're old.
Oh, no, of course. I completely agree with you.
Let them walk. And it's expensive people with prams. And I understand they need ones with kids with prams as well.
Yeah.
But they're also introducing charges. So you're going to... you could pay up to $18 just to go and shop there.
That's
would you
ridiculous.
Pay to go and shop at a shopping
look,
centre?
Look, Warren, let's just put it simply here. If it was up to me, there wouldn't be shopping centres.
Me
think
too.
They're a waste of absolute space.
Me too.
They really are.
There's no way I would pay, but I think there's a station going in or something, so maybe it's to deter people from driving there and going to the station. But $18 to go and do your shopping?
Yeah.
No, shove that up your trolley. Hey, the new, if you've got an Apple phone, you've got the new iOS update.
Yes.
It's happened on mine.
Yeah.
But I don't know, do you use Snapchat?
Yes, I do use Snapchat.
So you know how you can send these pics and things
yes,
and
they disappear
and you think no one's going to get them?
Yes.
But if you,
that's what you thought when you sent me a dick pic.
That's what I thought.
It didn't disappear.
But you can screen...
It's still there, buddy.
You put it on Facebook.
It's introverted.
You can screenshot and it sends you a notification say it's been screenshot, right? But the new update is going to... it's got a new feature in it that actually records the Snapchat pictures that come through or any other apps that
so
you think have a time limit. Doesn't go away.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't go away at all. Now, it's not going... At this stage, it's not going to give you a notification to say that, hey, someone's recorded it.
Yeah.
But that might happen in the future in a future software update. But at the moment, yes.
Yes.
So you'll have this ability
so now you've
to record
to be very
the front
careful
screen.
When you're sending your little private bits.
So I'm going to have to be very, very careful.
Yeah.
You took it and you put it up on our Facebook page.
Well, yeah, if you want to have a little look... get onto our Anastasia and Warren page and lick us and like us and have a little look at Warren checking out his face recognition. Hey, now listen, have you ever been hospitalised for something really awkward? Like you've had to go in because you've, you know, got something stuck in your butt or something like that?
No.
My cousin's a nurse and she's got some hilarious stories.
Have you
let me tell
ever
you.
Had anything?
The only funniest, and it's not that funny, but me and my best friend, I was giving her a massage one day, but the deep heat that my mum had in her room that we took out of her room was expired, like probably by 5 years. Who knows, right?
Right.
Anyway, I started giving her a neck massage and stuff.
With the deep heat?
With the deep heat. Cut a long story short, her neck ended up being the size of a watermelon.
Oh, no.
And we had to go to the hospital.
How long were you massaging her for?
For ages. She was like, oh, that feels amazing. By the end of it, her head, it was massive. had to drive her to the hospital, and I just kept. It was horrible because she was in so much. She was so scared, of course, and I was crying of laughter.
I reckon it was not because the deep heat was expired.
What was it?
I reckon it was because you were just probably massaging.
And I am very rough.
She's going, oh, this
I've
is
really
nice.
Hair. Yeah,
you probably used a whole
very,
tube.
Very rough. Yeah, because what about you? Have you ever had an incident where it's been nut?
No, I've never.
Okay, because this is pretty traumatic, actually. But a couple was hospitalised after a man got his head stuck in the woman's bits.
What?
Yeah, a young couple from the small town of Greensboro in Alabama, yeah, called emergency services and asked for an ambulance. The operator who took the call says that she thought it was a joke initially, and she explains the situation. The woman told me that her husband had fallen and that his head was now stuck in her vagina.
So he just fell?
Yep, fell and his head got stuck in her vagina.
Oh, I'm going to fall. And she's gone, land here, doll,
yep,
land
and
here.
Right in. And his head got stuck in there.
Imagine the sound it would have made.
Now, she initially, the lady that took the call, thought it was a prank, but it wasn't. Paramedics who transported the couple claimed that the woman was in very uncomfortable pain every time the guy's head moved, but he had terrible. Half of his face buried in there. And he looked like he was going through hell. So the couple was transported to the nearby hospital where doctors were able to separate the couple. But imagine that. So, imagine.
So he was trying to climb back in.
Yeah, well, he was in and he couldn't get out. So they had to go to hospital.
Oh, that'd be
beat that story.
How would they walk?
Beat that
He'd
story.
He'd have to walk backwards.
0427 Joy 949.
She'd be walking.
Totally.
Be like a four-legged animal.
Now, last week you had an incident with, you went and got your little baby Fuzzy washed.
Yeah.
The car wash.
Yeah.
Not the
pressure hose.
Yeah. It's a doggy school. What
no,
is it?
It's a doggy wash.
Yep.
You wash them yourself there, though.
Oh, you wash them
You put him in a big bath and,
yep.
and you wash them yourself. And I sometimes go there because it's got this massive blow dryer and it's kind of...
Do you blow dry Fuzzy's hair?
I blow dry his hair. He puffs up like a ball. But I do.
But you're not going to go anymore because the owner of the establishment had a go about the same-sex campaign.
He
was really annoyed and he hurt you.
He
hurt
did.
Your feelings, which is understandable. So what are you going to do now? Are you going to shower with your baby or what are you going to do?
I actually do shower with
You're
him.
You're kidding me.
I shower with him. I do. What's wrong with that? I hop in the shower with him. I've got,
right.
And I wash him in there with me. But you know what? I tell you something I do.
Mm.
I wear bathers when I do it.
You wear?
I wear bathers.
What?
I wear bathers when
this
I hop
getting
in.
Weird about
no,
minute.
It's not. It's because, you know, doggies have little noses
right.
and they like to sniff things.
So. Hold on, babe. It's in the shower. It's you're cleaning it out.
Yeah.
You're gonna smell lovely.
Yeah, but you've got to bend over to wash him. You know? They've got little noses. 25 today,
how
Anastasia.
Sensational.
It's going to be a sensational day.
Yeah, can't
sad,
wait to
though,
get into my bikini.
The snow's melting.
Is it?
Yeah, I reckon
that's
I get
really
one
sad
more day.
For you. Are you going to go on the weekend?
I'm going to try to.
Yeah.
Just get one more day. But that'll be it for the year. It's really sad when that happens. I miss it.
I'm sure you'll get over it, darling. Summer's coming up. You can find something else to do.
Yep. Great, thanks. Anastasia, you moved back to Melbourne, what, about a year ago?
Yes, yes.
Now.
Yep.
And how are you going in terms of establishing your friendships? Because I know we've had a big clear out of our Facebook friends.
Oh, my God.
Recently.
I think I've got 3 friends left on Facebook.
Well, I'm glad I'm one of them. I can see what's going on.
So now when I do my status updates, it's just to me and 2 other people.
And we all like
it. It's been interesting because I've never shied away from friendships. I've got so many friends, I don't know what to do with them. But I have to say, since being back, I have cleared out a lot of friendships. It's just I'm coming up with these non-negotiables and I'm starting to think, and how am I feeling around my friendships? Am I feeling valued? Am I feeling respected? Am I feeling listened to? And I'm noticing there's a couple of people that I've just gone, I just can't be around you anymore because my energy changes as when I'm with this person, and when I leave this person, I kind of feel drained.
Is that because they drain your energy?
I feel drained. Yeah, and I might drain them, but I just don't think that we're a match anymore. So it's actually been quite interesting. It's been nice to be able to just go, maybe this doesn't serve me anymore, you know. And I'm noticing things that I used to put up with that I just go, this is what a friendship's about. Whereas now I'm noticing, actually, this is not what a friendship is about.
You know what one of the biggest things for me is? It's all about authenticity.
Yeah.
It's all about authenticity.
Being yourself.
So being yourself. So not necessarily, hey, I've got X number. I can have a dinner party and I can invite 50 friends or what
have
you. It's about the authenticity. authenticity of it. And yes. I think that's something that I've come to realise
yeah.
is more important to me. I don't want to go to a bar and someone goes, hi, how are you? And yeah. I think they don't give a
but
shit about
me. But
have
you found in the past or even now, have you've got some friendships that you actually monitor what you say?
Yeah.
Yeah? You won't say certain things because you know that they're not going to understand or this kind of thing. And I've been noticing that. I've been thinking, why? That's not me being authentic. That's me monitoring what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Editing out what I don't think they're going to expect or accept, you know?
Exactly. And the other thing that I think is really important too is supporting you for what you do.
Yeah.
And what your core values are.
Yes.
And to me, that's core in looking for a friend.
Absolutely.
Is who's going to support me? Who's going to support me coming into joy?
Yeah.
And if you're not going to support it...
I support you.
You support me. Bugger off. Hey, I like this new business model. You know, we might be able to get married soon.
Really? Well,
we hope so.
Yes.
I like this business model though.
Right.
So a couple have asked, they couldn't cover the costs of their wedding.
Oh.
At
okay.
all. But they're going to get married.
Yes.
And so what they've done is they've asked all their guests to pay to fork out $250
yeah.
each.
Yes.
So no presents or anything. Okay. They just a straight $250
yep.
for the big day.
Yeah.
And that includes a 3-night stay.
Yes.
At the wedding, wherever their wedding's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, all meals, access to the pool, the facilities and
great.
Everything.
Sounds
amazing. So, and the funds are going to cover all the costs of the wedding.
Wow.
So the couple don't have to fork out a cent.
I think this is very
what
strategic
a great,
and is so cool.
What a great business model, hey?
Now, if you tried to sell that business model to a WOG family, they would spit at you and go, that's shameful, because they spend like $40,000-$50,000 for a wedding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This rules out the reception. This rules out everything.
Well, no, because there's a reception.
Oh, there's a pool.
And there's... It's food and drinks, use of spa centres and the swimming pool, accommodation for 3 nights.
Wow.
Starting on Friday.
Yeah. This is a great idea.
Absolutely. I reckon it's really good. The only thing is if they can't afford it, of course.
It's $250. It's $250. You can save for it.
But you spend a lot of money on a wedding anyway.
Big time.
So I reckon when
I
we can do it.
I spend $250 on heels when I go to a wedding, you know?
My wedding, if I find a decent man, is going to be this model.
You will find a decent man.
It's going to be this model. $300.
Yeah.
You're on Tinder.
Yes. Deleted.
But you deleted
it.
Why'd you
been deleting, then putting it back
on.
Delete.
We're going to talk about it later, but you're going to encourage me to go on something like that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about getting you out there a little bit more and meeting some men.
But
yes,
you so gave it up. Why?
I've got to think. Well, one of the reasons is I had a date on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And again, I get really nervous with this whole Tinder photo thing because it's not very personal, right? Cut a long story short, we decided to meet at a venue at 7 o'clock.
Right.
And this particular person turned up at 25 minutes past 7 saying, I'm on my way.
So
half an hour late,
oh
basically.
My goodness.
But only
on
got
the
in
way.
Touch on the way at 25 minutes past, which meant they would have got there 7:45, so it would have really technically been 45 minutes. Look at me doing the sums, right? I responded, hey, I'm actually going home. I'm having an early night. Nice speaking with you.
Absolutely.
That was it. Now, am I being rough on this?
No.
Because I reckon that is so disrespectful, not only for a date, but for anybody. What's your limit? 15 minutes, half an hour? Mine is half an hour, and I think I'm being generous,
buddy. I reckon.
Especially for a date.
I'd want, if it's 10 minutes, I'd want some notification.
Yeah. Do you have any examples of this? Do you have a non-negotiable or not?
So I like to know where we're going. But the thing that I struggle with, Anastasia, with being on time now is... And it's probably since the advent of smartphones, is you once you couldn't tell, you're either late or you weren't. You couldn't ring halfway.
Yeah.
But now we can say, hey, I'm running 10 minutes late, and it's almost like then it resets the time.
It takes
the pressure off and makes it okay.
Yeah.
But it takes it away from what the original thing was.
I would have been okay if this person did it half an hour before we're meeting or 15 minutes before, but not...
Not 25 minutes later.
I just find it really, really disrespectful.
Imagine if you had a relationship with them.
Exactly.
They'd be half an hour late.
And, you know, you turn up for radio, we start at 6:30, you're here at 3 in the morning. You know what I mean?
And you're here at 5 past...
That's passion!
5 past 7.
Commitment!
Hey, Tess, what do you think of people being late? Have you got a limit on what you think is acceptable?
I guess if somebody does it regularly, then they're training me to actually not turn up for time on from my perspective.
Ah.
Yeah, so if they do it all the time, but basically I allow them an extra half an hour and I don't even turn up, you know, until half an hour after they've committed to turning up.
Right.
Yeah, because it's like my time, don't waste it.
Exactly.
Oh, so they're they're managing your expectations, aren't they? So
they are, and they've managed them, you know, negatively in their perspective and positively in mine because, yeah, a few times it's okay, but after that I'm done.
Great. Thanks, Tess. In the first study of its kind here, researchers used ABS education sector data from 1965 and 2016 and found that male teaching numbers have dropped 10% across primary schools and 14% across secondary schools. And according to the study, male primary teachers will be completely gone, why are you laughing, from government schools by 2054 and be extinct the country.
Did you say the ABS survey? Is this the ABS?
The ABS education sector
data. First thing I was going to say, Australian bullshit sector survey.
But it's true, they're going to be extinct by 2054.
Really?
No male teachers.
What? I find this quite bizarre.
It says unless no action is taken.
Right, okay.
Did you have male teachers?
Yeah, I got along with my male teachers way more than my female teachers, to be honest.
Isn't that interesting? Because I got along with my female teachers better than I did with the male teachers.
Oh, wow.
I had one male teacher. He had this machine, and it was in primary school, and it was a wooden contraption, and it had a wheel on it, and he would, I don't know if he pedaled it or something, but he made the wheel turn, and he attached a strap to the wheel. And so the strap would go around and just constantly strap you. And
oh,
I remember getting into trouble once. And you know why I got into trouble? This is why I was scared of male teachers.
Yeah.
Because I was a bit of an overweight kid.
Really?
In primary school. Yeah, I was carrying a little bit. You know, my mum used to feed me.
Yeah.
She cooked things.
Yeah.
And I ate them. I ate them all the time. And I climbed a tree and the tree fell down. The tree fell down. And everyone was laughing at me, saying, Warren the Fatty.
You chose the wrong person to sympathise with you about that. I mean, that's actually very funny.
Yeah, and then I got into trouble. Terrible. And this male, he got his strapping machine out.
Anastasia, tune into your empathy here.
Yeah, I had my hands out and this thing was going whack, whack. I didn't know. I was just climbing a tree in the playground.
Oh, darling, that's terrible.
But it was rotten, apparently. Some ants or something had eaten it out.
Of course it was.
It went bang.
That is actually really, really terrible.
I could have been hurt.
Darling.
So I got traumatised by male teachers. So hopefully they're not going to be extinct.
No, that is terrible, terrible.
I hope he's extinct, though.
Yeah, totally.
I'm a bit upset with you. You were laughing at me because I fell off a tree as a kid.
You off a tree. You tore down a tree.
I was traumatised by that incident.
If the listeners have just tuned in, to explain to the listeners why, because I wasn't expecting the story, okay? Of course I'm empathetic, but talk us through it.
We were talking about friends before. You're next on the list.
I know.
I was in the playground.
How
I remember
old
it really
you?
Clear. I was probably, I don't know, how old are you in grade 2 or 3?
You're probably about 9, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So, and there was this tree.
A chubby boy, like mum was
feeding. Yeah, I was chubby, absolutely. I'm proud of my chubbiness. Who knows? Probably lots of things. Anything. And I climbed this little tree. It was just a little tree.
How little?
Probably, I don't know, 4 metres tall or something. And I climbed up to the top of it.
Yeah.
And then it just went crack.
Oh, my God. So you tore down a tree in front of all these kids.
The whole tree. And I was laughed at. It was horrible.
Darling.
It was so traumatic.
It's very traumatic and I'm sorry I laughed. But, you know, it probably explains. I mean, now look at you. You've got this incredible body. Oh, you train 4 times
that's
a week.
That's why.
And that's probably why.
Thank the poor tree and the teacher with the strap machine.
Exactly.
Hey, there's a new study out I want to talk about.
Talk us
through it. That is about how you which exercise is best for the brain.
Right.
And according to this, some forms of exercise may be much more effective than others at bulking up the brain. Now, I'm looking at you.
Maybe you should try tree climbing.
You're telling me about physical exercise. I'm looking at you because this could be handy. The results suggest that sustained aerobic exercise might be most beneficial for brain health also in humans.
Wow, okay.
So if you're only doing weights
or
high-intensity interval training, then some prolonged cardio might have some benefits on your brain.
Nothing.
Now, Anastasia... You promised this week that you would start exercising.
Look, I did yesterday. I've got my exercise gear. I walked home. I'm doing it.
You did walk
today.
Home? Yeah, you're going to do it again today?
Absolutely.
Have you noticed anything in your brain happen?
No, I'm still a little bit foggy.
No, it might start growing soon. Anastasia,
yes,
I've got to ask you a question.
Yes, please.
You change labels like Maya does at sale time.
I'm really bad with labels. I think the reason I'm really bad with them is because I wish we didn't have them.
I wish we didn't have labels to
identify who we are.
But we do have them. And you've gone from...
Exactly.
You said you were gay.
Mm.
Now you're...
Look, I'm 99.3% gay.
Last time it was 99.1%.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, let's unpack this. I want to remove the labels, but look, I identify as a gay woman, but I have slept with men and I've been attracted to men, so I guess that makes me bisexual. Now, this is what's interesting about it. Every partner that I've ever had, and I apologise to you in advance, girlfriends, I used to have this horrible insecurity about them being bisexual. Guess what? They were, and I could never understand it. So in my head, I'd go, how can you, and in fact, I'd say it to them as well, but how can you love a man the same way that you love me? How can it be the same? And they try to explain it to me, darling, it's about you. It's got nothing to do with your gender. It's got nothing to do with your bits. It's about me being in love with you.
And what a beautiful response
exactly.
to receive that.
And every partner would reassure me, but all I'd be thinking about is, oh my God, they really want to be with a man. Oh my God, they really want to be with a man. And actually, some partners would actually play on that and I'd get even more insecure. But the reality is of it, some people would say to me, friends of mine, well, hold on, you sleep with guys, so how does that not make you bisexual? And I'd be like, yeah, but I don't fall in love with guys and I don't this and I don't that. So I guess it's just removing the labels and just understanding that being bisexual is just about loving another human.
So could if
That's it.
But if you met the right guy,
yeah,
could you fall in love with
him? Well, I'm not, it doesn't happen a lot, but when I do, oh my God, it's completely intense and it's there and I'm attracted. But predominantly, yeah, it's usually a chick that I'll be like, oh my God.
How about me? Would you fall in love with me?
I don't hear you. Maybe.
Because it's Bi Visibility Day.
Yes.
Tomorrow, 23rd of September.
Yes.
And it's also known as International Celebrate Bisexuality Day.
Yes, exactly, which is really exciting. Hey, now listen, we've talked about me. Let's talk about you.
What do you want to know?
What's been your inner thoughts about being bisexual?
I kind of never really understood.
You strike me as someone who's quite judgmental.
Dude, I'm not judgmental at all, but stop being judgmental. I don't know. I never understood it because I guess I always thought I was attracted 100% to men, and predominantly I am. Mm.
But what about what happened 2 months ago when we were walking in Berkshire Mall and you saw this woman and you were like, oh, my God, I'm so attracted to her.
Yeah, I was.
What's happening to me?
Yeah, I was. But whether I would do anything or not, I don't think I would. I don't know.
Do you want to try with me if you're curious?
No, I don't want to try with you. But you know what? My view as I've matured is I think we're all on a sliding scale.
Yes.
And we're all at different points on that sliding scale. And this is my fundamental problem with labelling is because, you know, labelling is like you're either this or you're that.
Yeah.
And to me, the thing I struggled with the term bisexuality, to me it means 50-50.
Yes.
And I don't know necessarily whether people are 50-50.
Or just some of the stuff that we place judgment on. And it's also because we don't understand it. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't understand it. But I mean, I'm big on fluidity and I think people have different percentages for different things and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and sexuality has so many layers. It's complex. It doesn't have to be about your bits.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. And if you ever want to see my bits, Warren, you're welcome.
I don't want to see them, but if you want more info, you can visit bivisibilityday.com.
Yeah, let's celebrate bisexuals. Hey, listen, front page of Herald Sun, couldn't ignore, but we have to speak about this. Well, I think we should anyway.
Right.
Abbott Assault, former PM, gets headbutted by a same-sex campaigner.
Headbutted?
He got headbutted. Yeah, former Prime Minister Tony Abbott has been attacked by a same-sex marriage advocate as tensions continue to rise over the marriage equality debate. Mr. Abbott last night revealed he was hailed down and headbutted by a man wearing a Vote Yes badge in Hobart yesterday, shortly after meeting with anti-marriage equality campaigners.
You know what?
That's pretty intense. I mean, hate breeds hate. That's ridiculous.
I agree.
Come
on. I don't know the circumstances around it, but, you know, I can imagine Tony Abbott going, thank God that happened. It's just, you've just handed
exactly.
him
exactly. And the only time you headbutt someone is accidentally.
Yeah.
You know, if you head, and I've done that
You headbutt me every morning. You say, where's
exactly?
Where's the show?
Yeah, I think that's appalling behaviour.
Yeah, thank I think y'all. We kind of all need to cool down just a little bit and look at some facts. It was a really good article in the paper, and it says that five of Australia's most respected mental health groups have joined forces to wage an unprecedented public campaign in favour of same-sex marriage, claiming the reform could prevent up to 3,000 high school suicide attempts every year. 3,000. The groups is Reach Out, Headspace, Origin, the Black Dog Institute and Sydney University's Brain and Mind Centre. Mm. And they're launching their hashtag Mind the Facts information campaign, aiming to cut through the noise and emotion of the diverse postal survey debate. With research about the human toll of LGBTIQ discriminations. And the group say a yes result will undoubtedly, and that's in quotes, change thousands of young lives for the better.
It's a no-brainer.
No-brainer. And avert as many as 3,000 secondary school suicide attempts each year. And before you dispute the figures, it draws on peer-reviewed research by some of America's top adolescent mental health experts, and it showed a strong correlation between same-sex marriage policies and high school suicide.
Absolutely.
So if anyone out there is thinking about voting no, think about this.
Yeah.
One attempt is enough.
With or without research, simplify it. Reality.
With or without
it's all about love and acceptance and equality.
Absolutely.
It's a no-brainer. No one should be able to make a decision whether I can get married or not.
Absolutely.
We're equal human beings.
Absolutely. But there are people out there who are thinking of voting no.
Yeah, of course.
And
they
ask them to have a think about this. 3,000 secondary school suicide attempts each year could be prevented by this.
Yeah, it's so massive in our community.
You can't argue with those figures.
You can't argue with how we have felt growing up being
gay. No, exactly.
Yeah. Tune into that. We've struggled.
Exactly.
No more.
Very destructive.
Hey, listen, I'm off Tinder now. I can't work
out my you're off Tinder because someone stood you up
well,
for 30 minutes.
Well, I get stood up and I can't work out my privacy settings. Then I see friends and they come up to me and go, oh, my God, you're on Tinder. And I'm like, how do you know? It's like, because you're on.
You're
like, this is a privacy setting. How do you know it's me? So, look, I've gotten off it because I can't be bothered working it out. I will eventually. But you've just come out of a relationship.
I have.
Okay. It's been about 2 months almost.
Yep.
2 months. Wow. Time flies
when
you're having
it?
Fun. But you're not necessarily – there's a lot of apps out there, right?
There's and
you're
not so many.
Especially for gay males, and you're not necessarily wanting to connect only sexually, right?
No.
You're wanting to connect. You want to feel.
I want
to
feel. I want real beyond connection with deepness. Guys. I don't want just hookups.
No, exactly right.
And my experience of the apps, as you know, was probably several years ago.
Yes.
And it was just hookups.
Yes.
And
that's it.
Being stood up.
Yeah. And how does that work?
I don't want that.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want that. I want to know.
There's nothing wrong with wanting it, though, by the way.
No. There's nothing wrong with exactly. But, you know, if that's not the purpose of what I'm trying to do, I want to actually meet genuine people.
Exactly. Well, listen, I thought we've got an app expert, actually. He's moved from Sydney, I believe, to Melbourne in the last year. He's also the boss man, and the boss man knows stuff. We dragged the boss in. Welcome to our
Thank
show.
You very much.
Yes.
First time, long time listener, first time caller.
Yeah.
First time caller.
Exactly.
But you are an expert in the apps.
I think that's on my, Twitter, that I am program director of joy and dating app expert.
Is that your profile?
Yeah. So look, and I heard you guys talking yesterday about you're wanting more than just a regular hookup. So I thought I'd just come in and give you a little bit of a crash course on the apps. And I can tell you this.
Give it to us.
From personal experience, many, many years of giving it a good crack. And I'm also just out of a relationship, so I'm back on the apps. And I've been a grinder boy for many, many years. A grinder and a jacked boy. And, yeah, did you know about Jack?
I have no Jack. No, I used to use Scruff. I was always on
They're scruff for the scruffy guys.
Yeah, I'm scruffy.
Well,
yeah, totally.
I wouldn't say you're scruffy. That's the thing. It gets me about scruff. Anyone with a beard is scruffy, apparently, even though they're immaculately cut, really well dressed and fit. All of a sudden, they're scruffy.
About a man with some beard and man boobs?
I haven't got man boobs.
Well, they're on Growler.
Oh, okay. So Growler.
So there's different. Let's run through them.
Okay,
there's Grinder. There's Jacked. There's Scruff. There's Growler. There's Tinder. There's Compatible Partners have an app, and that's for if you're like eHarmony, but for homosexuals. And what are the other, there's a couple of other apps, but they're the ones that I use. So your hookup apps are everything other than Tinder, pretty much. All the others, I would say, maybe Growler, there's a little more.
Sounds more like me too, Growler, yeah.
Growler's for beers.
It's man boobs. You don't want man boobs, you want women boobs.
Okay, well, Growler, hello, Lisa.
I hopped on Growler because apparently I'm bearish, but I'm not bearish enough for Growler.
Right.
I reckon we break the trend. So what about Jacked?
Jacked is for younger Asian guys. Like, I mean, I don't want to be like stereotypical or verging on racist, but that's what it is. Like,
well,
if you are a younger Asian guy or fan of,
right,
then hop on Jacked.
Is there anyone?
I'm on Jacked, by the way.
Hairy Greek chicks like me,
Brenda or her. You know, there's her.
I've heard about her.
There's
too.
Her.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, but Warren was saying that he wants something a little bit more. So yeah. I reckon, and I'm a new Tinder convert because I was always against Tinder because it's such a lot of trouble, you know. You got to hook up to Facebook, there's swiping left, there's swiping right, there's like you got to match and all that. With Grindr, you just hop on, you're like, hey, what's happening?
And it's
here's a DP. And it's on or it's off. But at least you know. With Tinder, there's all this lead up. But that could be what you're looking for.
Because one of the things I don't want to do is I don't want to go on for validation. So I'm not there to see how many hits I get or anything. I don't want that. And I want sex for validation. So, yeah, so I want something more intimate and authentic. We're
so
talking
you just
about authentic
talk
today.
You want someone to talk to.
No, I want to do other things with them too.
A life partner. You know, same-sex marriage is about to, or marriage equality is about to get passed.
Exactly.
So let's do that. I am on Tinder and I'm looking for man.
You're looking for love?
I'm looking for love.
So you're beyond hookups, or do you like those on the side?
I think I'm done.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'm done with hookups.
Wow.
After many years of giving it a very good crack.
Wow.
You reach that point, don't you?
You do.
Tinder convert. Will you join us again and give us some more tips on this whole gay dating game?
You know what? I reckon I could give you a bit of an update of where I'm at because I'm a recent Tinder convert, so it's all very new to me. So I'm just treading the water and seeing what comes next.
Well, I think that you can keep letting us know how you're going weekly.
And Chris, I want a crash course.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want a crash course on Tinder. I'm going to get on it. We'll get you back.
Yeah,
let's do
absolutely.
It.
Yeah,
no,
right. Thanks, Chris.
Awesome.
You're on Joy.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.